Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
We've got tons to do today, so we are jumping right in. Good morning and welcome to Friday Follies on Feet to the Fire with your host, Sergio Fassa. This is crazy items in the news from the Free Beacon. This is actually sad and not good news. Iran-backed militants storm the U.S. embassy in Yemen, seize hostages and equipment. So this is the condition of our foreign policy now under a Biden administration, which is not America first and not peace through strength and not a powerful military. It's retreat and acquiescence to world thugs. That's what it is. The State Department is, quote, concerned about the breach of the compound and demands release of hostages. Well, that's good. Demand it. After you walked out of Afghanistan and abandoned your own people and allies with your tail between your legs, now you verbally demand the release of hostages. This is what happens when you don't beat bad guys with bigger guns and win. They take over, they're empowered, they're motivated, they're not intimidated, and they wreak havoc everywhere, and all we can do is give verbal demands. Also, thedailywire.com, the Pentagon admits that Biden left dozens of family members of U.S. troops in Afghanistan. So this is exactly my point. If this is what happens in Afghanistan, if this is our position on the world stage, one of weakness and retreat, it's going to embolden our enemies. And then they're going to take over places, other places like the embassy in Yemen, and take more people and more equipment. Several dozen immediate family members of U.S. service members are still trapped in Afghanistan. A memo issued by Undersecretary of Defense for Policy Colin Cowell asks U.S. military personnel, listen to this, this is great, he asks U.S. military personnel and DOD civilians who have immediate family members requiring help leaving Afghanistan to contact his office. That was a long sentence in the article. Basically, the Undersecretary of the Department of Defense asked people who have family members there to contact his office, and the memo instructs service members and Defense Department civilians to email a specific address with the subject, quote, immediate family member. So that's the DOD's. I mean, I shouldn't laugh. It's sad and sick. That's the DOD's plan for people abandoned in Afghanistan. Send us an email and write, quote, immediate family member, and we'll get right on it. This is sick. This is sick. This is not a time for emails and discussions and verbal demands. It's a time for blowing up bad guys and winning a war. Well over 100 extended family members there. And Representative Michael McCaul from Texas, Republican, is right when he wrote a letter to the Defense Secretary, Lloyd Austin, saying if we abandon them, they will certainly be slaughtered by the Taliban. All right, next. Did you know that Bill Gates is a communist sympathizer? That's right. When you hear conservative voices like me or others ranting and raving, or really not ranting and raving, but making reasoned arguments that the left is in bed with communism and is sympathetic to communism, this is absolute proof of the points that we are making. When you hear conservatives and Christian voices saying the left is dangerous because they are in alliance with an anti-Christ world philosophy and government system like communism, this proves the point. So Bill Gates, billionaire, whatever he is, one of the richest guys on the planet, this is at the National Pulse, deleted web pages, I guess somebody was trying to hide something, reveal Bill Gates praising the Chinese Communist Party group's friendship. That's in quotes, because this is some arm of the CCP, Chinese Communist Party. Reveals Bill Gates praising a controversial Chinese Communist Party-backed influence group. And here's what the group is called. the Chinese People's Association for Friendship with Foreign Countries. What? The militant, murderous Chinese Communist Party that's responsible for I don't know how many deaths in the 20th century alone? Tens of millions? Did they might have reached 100 million deaths? It's a genocidal, maniacal, evil beast empire, what the Book of Revelation would describe as a beast empire. And they have an arm of their party called the Chinese People's Association for Friendship with Foreign Countries. Does anybody believe this or take this seriously? I guess Bill Gates does. Bill Gates was praising this group for its efforts to build, quote, friendship. How, I ask this all the time, how obtuse are these leftists or divorced from reality or unable to, do they have no self-awareness or awareness of reality? Hey, Bill, the Chinese Communist Party doesn't build friendships with other countries. It murders them. Gates, who has a long history of collaboration with the Chinese Communist Party in his personal and professional capacities, told you, long history of collaborating with the Chinese Communist Party. He visited the Chinese People's Association for Friendship with Foreign Countries. That long name is called CPAFFC. He visited them in June 2014 to deliver a speech on philanthropy. Yeah, because the Chinese are all about brotherhood and doing good to others and philanthropy. That's part of their constitution and part of their zeitgeist and their motivation. Gates' speech was titled Invent for the Poor. Yes, because the Chinese care about the poor. This is insane. Dressed in a red short-sleeve t-shirt. That seems appropriate, since he's with the Red Chinese. Gates shared his personal experience in philanthropy and called on people to pay attention to the world, especially in Africa. I mean, I'm not making fun of poor people. I'm saying, you're going to the Chinese to ask them to care about Africa? Here's how much China cares about Africa. It's one other continent they want to take over in their world domination. He emphasized the non-negligible role played by this Chinese People's Association for Friendship with Foreign Countries. I can't keep reading this title. This is, first, how long is this title of this group? And does anybody take that title seriously? Chinese People's Association for Friendship with Foreign Countries. He emphasized their non-negligible role played in the world's friendship and mutual assistance. I almost can't take this. What mutual assistance? They kill people. They kill and take over everyone. Carnage is what the Chinese communists do. In 2017, Gates also sent them a congratulatory letter amid its World Philanthropy Forum. Yeah, I guess the Chinese held a World Philanthropy Forum. How ironic. Alongside Tsinghua University. By the way, that university, notes the article, hosts a Marxist journalism school, perfect for training the next generation of Chinese state-run media propagandists. You literally can't make this stuff up. All right, I said I had a lot. Let's get moving. Pete Buttigieg, who I think is the Secretary of Transportation, said that bridges and roads are racist. That's right. Monday, Buttigieg expressed dismay that people don't understand how roads and bridges can be racist. He said, I'm surprised people were surprised when I pointed to the fact that if a highway was built for the purpose of dividing a white and black neighborhood, he goes on and on, these roads and bridges were built to divide people and keep minorities in their enclaves in cities. Well, it was all disproven because the particular roads and bridges, are we even having this conversation right now? Addressing Pete Buttigieg's idiotic comment, but apparently these roads and bridges he was talking about, tons of historians came forward and said, yeah, that was debunked years ago, decades ago. None of the historical claims about racist infrastructure are true. But that's what you have on the left. Pavement is racist. Anything they can use to demonize the other side and gain the political upper hand. These people are sick. I know I mentioned the other day, but I got to mention again because, you know, one of my listeners complained, not complained, but criticized when I used the word, turn down the radio if you have to, 3, 2, 1, here we go. I used the word fart. I'm not trying to be coarse, but the media is calling it Fartgate, okay? Just so you know. And I had to do this on Friday Follies. Biden wants to reduce emissions, but Camilla Parker Bowles can't stop talking about his fart. Apparently, while Biden was abroad at the climate conference in Glasgow, Scotland, he had a bit of a problem controlling his own emissions, according to the Duchess of Cornwall. Camilla was at the COP26 summit when she was chatting with Biden at the art gallery. Biden let a fart out, according to a source who shared Parker Bowles' reaction with the Daily Mail. This is from redstate.com. I'm not making this up. It was long and loud and impossible to ignore, the source told the outlet. Camilla hasn't stopped talking about it, which that's kind of weird, too, on her part. Well, I mean, it's funny if that's the state of the U.S. president. Biden, as we said the other day, is pushing to cut methane gas emissions 30% by 2030, and he's talking about cows and livestock because they're a source of methane in their flatulence. But maybe this article points out he needs to worry about his own. He also read part of his script and then read it again without seeming to realize he just read it. He fell asleep in the middle of a speech from a disability rights activist. This is our president. And why is anybody at this Glasgow conference on climate anyway, when the world's falling apart, our embassies are being raided by terrorists, the border's out of control, inflation is through the roof, Heinz ketchup and Kraft Heinz just announced its products may be increasing in cost by up to 20%, and we have all the world leaders talking about cow flatulence in Scotland while the president himself is flatulating uncontrollably because he's crispy and has hit senility in his old age. This is, guys, this is like a tragic play by Shakespeare on the world stage. By the way, our president, who sadly in his old age is losing his mind, this from the post-millennial, referred to a baseball player with the word Negro. This just this week. Can you imagine if Trump did that? During Thursday's Veterans Day ceremony at Arlington National Ceremony, Biden referred to baseball legend Satchel Paige using an outdated racist term. He called him a Negro. Wow. Okay. This from PJ Media. Peloton is blocking users, that online fitness app, bicycling machine thing. Peloton, that company, blocks users from using hashtag Let's Go Brandon. So, even private companies like Peloton are using cultural top-down control. You're not allowed to use that hashtag. All right, we're just going to have to do more on Monday, I guess. I got great stuff here, and we didn't get through all of it. More about the Glasgow summit and environmentalist wackos. California is injecting social justice into their math curriculum. The insanity just does not end, and so I guess this is good incentive for you to come back on Monday for some more Monday follies. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. This week's flamethrower award has got to go to Bill Gates and the communist Chinese whatever association for friendship with foreign nations. Give me a break. The irony is stunning, and the left is obtuse in its denial of reality.